May 21, 2019, it's the Watt Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
differences us in the open. On the lowest possible light. It's easiest case. Go shopping for your brother and sweep every single room. Make sure it's spotless. Your shoes are falling apart and you don't seem to notice.
For Pedro Show, happy Tuesday, different kind of day usually. I'm not with Brother Matt. I'll see him Thursday, day after tomorrow. But I'm in my pad and not man alone, because through the wonders of those Estonian engineers with their Skype software, I got from, and I guess he's on tour, and he's in Hamburg, Germany now, Howie Reed.
Yeah. Hello.
Because, Howie, you've been living lately in Glasgow, right?
Yeah, although I'm of no fixed abode for the next 6 months while I tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I first met you,
basically.
I know you didn't grow up in Glasgow, but you've been there as long as I know you. And in fact, we had a bitching gig together under the cow bridge.
Remember? Oh, yeah, the cow gate. That's
cow gate, not bridge. Cow gate. Yeah. And there was a plaque of... John Connolly. And, God, what was the name of that place? Peeping Tom?
It was James
Sneaky
Connolly.
Pete, Sneaky
was,
Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
Yeah.
Sneaky Pete. Yeah, it was a lovely game. Yeah.
Peeping Tom was some kind of weird movie.
Yeah, another one.
Very disturbing. Yeah. Anyway, and that place ain't. It was just a little place, Edinburgh. And,
yeah,
oh, that's right.
Did
you play with me at Mono in Glasgow?
No, I played with you in stereo.
That's right, it was stereo downstairs in the basement.
And I played with you twice at Sneaky Pete's with Cousin.
Well, yeah, but that was Edinburgh. I'm talking about in the town you lived in.
Yeah.
It was stereo. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Because I did two gigs at Mono. And, yeah, not the best sound, but great people there.
Yeah, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, and Mono reminds me of that other pad too, Stereo.
They're owned by the same person.
Yeah, hence the names. And it is, they are like kind of bigger brothers than Nice and Sleazy. They're all basement pads.
Yeah, they've all got a good spirit as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, all those gigs I heard there.
He's got five places, that man, Craig. He's a great man.
And what I should... I think the next time I'm in town is with Flipper in August with CAA again.
Yeah, CCA.
No, not CCA. Yeah. CAA is a booking agency, talent agency over here, right? So CCA is a great, I think that the town, Glasgow, actually runs this place, an incredible sound and just really interesting place. It's an arts place.
Yeah, it is, and it was closed for a few months because there was a big fire at the art school, but they've reopened, and it needs as much support as it can get.
Good.
Things aren't easy in Glasgow in that way because of the fire.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
the scariest thing. Look, I should say what we started the show off with, John Coltrane doing Compassion, and then you from your new record, A Middle Child. Now, what I want to ask you is your earliest musical recollection.
I had a cassette recorder and I would tape Top of the Pops. I remember thinking...
You're talking about a TV show.
Yeah, the TV show, you know, when I was... Whoa,
no, me and D-Boon used to do this. We used to use a cassette machine right in front of the fucking TV and just turn it on.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And every now and then, I remember Moody Blue by Elvis was on, and I was kind of going...
There was a lot of hum. I'll tell you, the big shows over here was ABC had something called In Concert, and I think NBC Midnight Special, and somebody else had Don Kirshner's Rock Concert, which were actually done at the Long Beach Auditorium where I saw T-Rex. Before they tore it down, it's a Long Beach Opera House now. But Glaswegian. His name was Alex Harvey. He had a band called the Sensational Alex Harvey Band, and I saw him and taped him on the TV. So much hum, you know, when you're just taping it off. But I used him. I had work and jobs that were really late, and I would let this stuff play. So your earliest memories of music is you actually taping TV. And where was this?
Yeah, mid-70s. I remember Knowing Me, Knowing You.
The
ABBA song I like the best, so a lot of feel in that one.
No, Howie, I'm asking you where.
In my family home, my parents' house, in front of the TV,
But where is that, Howie?
Oh, that was Bolton, near Manchester, about 12 miles from Manchester.
Okay. Which way?
12 miles northwest.
Okay, because if it was south, it'd be in between Manchester and Liverpool.
West.
That's why I asked that, because those towns are pretty close.
Yep, yeah, they're close enough.
So you're a Manicutian, or?
I really love Liverpool as a city. You know, it's socialist background, and
there's some heavy stuff with Manchester history too, especially with that place where the Sex Pistols and Bobby Dylan played, right? There was a big massacre of people, protesters.
Yeah, the Peterloo Massacre,
that's right. Peterloo. I remember seeing the plaque on the building.
They're everywhere. There was one in George Square in Glasgow, and there's one in St. George's Hall in Liverpool. Yeah,
all over the place.
Okay. Yeah, Winston Churchill's to blame.
Yeah. Often. You know, the Chumbawamba guys, this lead band, they told me there's a whole tradition of English rebel songs going way, way back. In fact, there was a guy named Tyler Watt that led some kind of peasant revolt in the 1300s. Because Watt used to be a short version of Walter, I heard.
There's a punk band called Watt Tyler.
It was terrible how he was killed. You know, the king went out, I think it was Richard II, and there's a whole drama about that whole trip. It's kind of interesting. Listeners, you should read up on this. Howie, in your parents' pad, where you're doing the cassette thing, were they any of them players? Did they do music?
No, none at all.
Well, what about listeners? Yeah. Did they have record collections?
My dad mainly. He would have controlled the thing. He was into, you know, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Tangerine Dream.
Sure.
Focus. Uriah Heep. Those kind of bands.
Uriah Heep. Last band Trevor Boulder played in.
Okay, right.
He had a lot of big influence on me. Okay. So he had some, kind of my period. 70s rock. Okay, what about at school? Were you in the band? Did you,
No, I got a bass for, my birthday's New Year's Eve, so it's close to Christmas. I got a Fender Precision Special bass in 1983 when I turned 18, and I still have it.
Earlier than that, though, Howie? Did you do music in school? You weren't in the choir or
school band or anything? Nothing like that.
What about your own records? What was the first record you bought yourself?
It was a toss-up between, there's two that come to mind, Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush, or Can't Stand Losing You by the Police. It was one of the two. Yeah, I think it was Kate Bush.
And what was the first gig you went and saw, Howie?
Wow. Well, I went. I had to go early because I was only 14, but I went to see Atletico's Fizz 80 in Manchester. You know, where's Captain Kirk? That band.
Yes, Fizz Oil.
Yes, Fizz Oil was the incarnation before that, and Fizz Energy. But
it's the same guy. They kind of had like jokey songs. Yeah, there was some bands that did like the Rosillos, but they're also the Revillos.
Yeah, Spitz used to change his name every year.
That seven, or it probably still does. Where's Captain Kirk?
Yeah, that blew me away when I first heard it. That was a change into like more obscure stuff.
Where'd you see him play?
Rafters in Manchester in 1980. Yeah, I had to leave early because I was 14 and I was told I had to go home. But I saw them sound check and I saw the support band, which was Altered Images.
Altered Images.
The keyboardist.
Altered Images have a little young woman singer, right?
Yeah, Clegg Rogan, yeah. But it was in the really punk days, in the early days, when they sounded quite a lot like Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah, I think the big hit for them over here was some wave thing called Happy Birthday, maybe, or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Okay. So you mean you don't even touch an instrument till you're 18?
No. But I kind of lived and breathed music, you know, from being obsessed with Spears, I got into all these other bands.
As a listener. Yeah. But you don't touch an instrument till you get a Fender P, which is pretty good, a pretty good base to start on. What made you ask your folks to get you that for Christmas or birthday or both?
Well, it's a simple answer. I always knew the bass was my instrument. And obviously in your documentary, you and Dee Boone, you're talking about you like your strings loose and tight. And I was the same. For the first bit, I was like, no, keep these strings this way. And obviously they were terribly out of tune, but I wasn't for letting them be tuned for the first
time. Howie, you got to understand, that was a mistake that me and Dee Boone made. We didn't understand there was a correlation between the tension of the strings and the pitch.
No, I was the same.
The Creedence Clearwater Revival had a song called Down on the Corner. And we thought if you played that and it sounded right, you were in tune. But we didn't know your down on the corner had to be the same as the other guy's down on the corner.
I used to keep trying to play the bass line Mongoloid by Devo, you know, on a really out of tune.
Sure. I think Jerry.
Stuff like that.
Jerry Casale.
Yeah.
I think he plays it all on one string.
Yeah, well, it's a good starting point, isn't it?
Also, if you stay on one string, Howie, it really don't matter if you're out of tune. Well, it does with the rest of the band.
But I think I didn't play it like Devo, and I kept going on other strings, and it was a bit wonky. But yeah. Then I realized.
Harry, I want to play this Eleanor Flies.
Thank you. setting.
Thank you.
In my darkest hour, I review my life. Wouldn't change a thing, still wouldn't end up too right. Cherry blossoms bloom 2 months before their time. My life was linked to yours, your life flows through mine.
Magic. Thank you. isn't it interesting? If I'm fun, I can't work this. It's a bad thing. Rub it with a cloth, rub it with a cloth. Cloth is on the floor, I can't reach it. Wait a few years, rising from the mercy, the souls of the departed clunk and creak. On your shoulders, more than I'd like there to be.
For Pedro Show, yeah, we'll come to the surface, Howie Reeve. Before that, Disuse, Into the Wilderness, from Netherlands. Also from Netherlands, brand new King Champion Sounds, Red Letter Day. Before that, from South London, Nachspiel from Now. Now's had so many different versions. This is one cat, and he's had a lot of revolving thing around him. A lady from Germany's been with him a lot. What's her name? My memory's so bad. And Maya had that out of the city. Magic Happens. She's got a band called Revolutionary Hell Yeah. And she's also got one called the Evolutionary Chill Bro or some shit. Ahead of that was Lauren, One of Us. Mike Ragnetta ahead of that with Puzzle Piece Number 2. Before that, Chris Chappelle's Distortion Pedal 48 or 9 to 10. I remember there was a Chicago song that was kind of like it. What was it? 25 or 6 to 4. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Remember every fucking junior high school band. That or Hawaii 5-0, right? You know. Because the horns, right? When ska came in the 90s, I know all the high school kids were so glad because they could finally be a rock bands again. But that didn't last. Shit. Guided by Voices ahead of that, Funky Minnows, Hi-Fi Club brand new, out of Toulon, France, with from Connemara. Ahead of that was a Sajer Bitter Lemon with Poziband, and they're out of Belgrade. We start all off with Eleonora Flies. Eleanor, not Eleanor. And here's how he's got some background story to this.
Yeah, some of it's that hard to explain, but the bit that's easy to explain is there's a falcon named after Princess Eleonora, and the migratory path is from Africa to the Mediterranean, places like Greece, but also Sardinia. And I've got a friend who monitors bird population, and he was at a cliff on the south of Sardinia where the bird was nesting. It's also a place where, like, a lot of refugees land, change their clothes, and the basic point was that the migratory path is the same, but the falcon is treated a lot better. that's an ingredient in the song. There's a lot of things, but that's why it's called Eleonora Flies.
Well, you know, My ma's grandpa came from one of the grandpas came from Sicilia, and a lot of different people have lived there over the years. I fucking think the Normans had it for a while, the Moors and French, and just all kinds of. Actually, the Greek word for Sicily, I think, is Syracuse. It was their most western part.
Yeah, I think Archimedes was
That's
there
right.
for a while. Yeah,
big screw, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting about that. Just like in Pedro here in 1923, the Klan marched on the Wobblies. You know, some of these things, they never go away. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, May 21, 2019, edition of the Pedro Show. Special guest, hi, Reeve. Hold tight for hour two. May 21, 2019, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Here on 6th Avenue, for instance. Mm-hmm. I don't have thee. I don't have the feeling. I don't have the feeling that. I don't have the feeling that anyone. I don't have the feeling that anyone is. I don't have the feeling that anyone is talking. I have thee. I have the feeling. I have the feeling that. I have the feeling that. I have the feeling that a sound. I have the feeling that a sound is. I have the feeling that a sound is acting. And I love. And I love thee. And I love the activity. And I love the activity of. And I love the activity of sound. Thank you.
Watt for Pivo show. Start the second hour off with Howie Reeve doing One Out Here. And Joe Biza with Jason Kahn, which was one of the drummers of Joe Biza's Universal Congress, but during the Europe tour. Joe Biza lost, I think, a sax man, a bass player, and a drummer to German ladies. No one got hurt. I mean, they married and then they lived there. They moved there. Well, Jason Kahn's reunited with Joe Biza. They're playing some gigs right now. I know they're going to be with Alex Cambry in New Orleans with his stuff. But they're playing all over the place. Check them out. Joe Biza's got a record. It's two duos. It's a duo of duos. And half of it's with Jason Kahn. Half's with this other cat. We'll get to that. After that, Blood Quartet out of Barcelona with Chemistry of Tears. Caviaras with Divino Maravilloso. It's probably marvelous. Divine, the holy, marvelous holiness. It's with a split with Adios Saludada. And then finally, Mini Beast out of Providence, Rhode Island. That's Peter Prescott from Mission of Burma with his own. Yeah. What are you doing? You stoned up Drano or what, Howie? Anyway, that's Pete getting with Yolimbo. And B-E-A-U-X with the French spelling. Very international show here. A lot from Peter Show. Back with Howie Reeve. Okay, so you get your bass on your Christmas, New Year's Eve Christmas present. Mine's five days, so I know exactly what, because I'm December 20, I know exactly what you mean about it's the same, one holiday for, everybody else gets two. Everybody else is stereo, me, you, Howie, are mono.
Yeah, I'm glad though, because it meant I got a big present for my 18th.
Yeah. I always get Levi's. I have like fucking 500 pairs of Levi's that have never been worn. My sister and my mom always give me fucking Levi's. I love them, you know. It's the only thing I wear. But
yeah, of course.
Okay. So you get this bass and you're Man Alone, and you get some like Minutemen kind of trippy ideas of tuning. But like me and V Boom, we tried to learn songs off records. Did you try to do shit like that?
No, I was bloody minded straight away, and I didn't hear the Minutemen until 86, which I know is a really
I know that's only a coincidence, but it was a parallel universe. I understand that.
Did you start writing songs right away? When I first heard the punchline, I really related to your bass playing, Mike, and loved the logic of it, and thought, I felt really at home with it, but. Yeah, I got into, like, discordant bands like the Diagram Brothers, Wall of Voodoo, Peru Boo, but a lot of the British bands that were...
What I'm trying to get at, Howie, is you learning the bass. Did you learn the bass by trying to copy other people's songs, or did you start songwriting right away?
I started very basic songwriting right away, yeah. I formed a trio with some childhood
friends.
That's
one of the greatest fucking things about the movement, that people did stuff like that. That's why Minutemen was so inspired by the Urinals. These guys just pick straws or something. Well, who's going to play what? They just want to start a band or film students. How long were you Man Alone? Did you try to play with other people?
Yeah, I had two kind of adolescent friends, and there was two guitars, a bass, and a very, very basic drum machine. And we recorded a six-song cassette.
What was the band called, Allie?
Oh, this is embarrassing. The Solitary. it never went
anywhere.
Wow,
it's not even plural. I think it's very intelligent. The Solitary. Yeah. Like only one. Yeah. Even though there was three of you.
Yeah. But it was nice. And I remember the guy
recording. You made a six-song cassette.
Like anything else. So that was nice.
Can you tell me about the first gig you did?
First gig would have been in a band with a guitarist. That was in a band called Sedgwick. And we played...
The Solitary?
No, we never played a gig. We were just bedroom musicians.
It was like the Neon Boys, right? You know about that.
Yeah.
Right? Tom Verlaine did not want to do a gig until they got another guitar player. So when Dick Lloyd shows up, that's television. But there's some Neon Boy recordings, but there's no gigs.
A transition happened between that and my next band, which was for, and I don't say this with any regret, but for 2 or 3 years in the mid-late 80s, I became a born-again Christian, and I joined a gospel band, or like a Christian band, and I would turn myself down really quiet because I didn't understand how you should play bass. So it was really like mainstream, you know, Christian melodic rock. And just quietly you could hear me going...
Well, what about what about the dudes in the band? Did they try to show you shit?
Not too much, no. I mean, eventually I sort of fitted in, but...
You mean there was like no music director?
A little, but, you know, they'd be pissed off if they heard that.
There was a lot of slack, a lot of leeway.
There was. But, yeah, played in prisons, like Christian rock in prisons and stuff like that. I don't regret it, but then I turned away from it, and I was always brought up on, like a real reference point would be, you know, Big Flame, the band from Manchester?
No.
Yeah, fantastic band. They were like 84 to 86, 5 singles, really short songs, time-changey, lo-fi, vicious trebly attack, fantastic band.
Wow, and, Big Flame.
Big Flame, yeah. I'll send you
some. Yeah, search it out for me. Hallie, I want to play Bloodlines.
Okay.
Because what you're talking about right now is kind of a bloodline.
Yeah.
Through my hand, a tractor tumbles down the stairs. A kiss from my pillow, goldfish, one at the fair. Jump out of the makeshift bowl of the night. Sonority of the lamppost, the very one destroyed by a removal ban. Mirage of the presenter's face and voice held tightly during a fever. Visiting the old house, it merely comes up to my knees. We never had time to show him how to use a knife and fork. Into the glass, the waves crash back and forth. It's time to fight. We'll be right back.
flowers, everything in nature, thinking about something future, past, present, about something that's totally impossible. It's reached out to the potentials of humanity, potentials of eternal things. Face the music, because music is considered as the truth, really. I'm saying it's face the music. So that's what this planet has to do now. They got to adjust themselves to another way of thinking and being.
Thank you. Every
Watt for Pivo Show, Bloodlines. When I hear Howard just enlightened me, the fact that ain't him singing, people, so don't be confused if it sounds different from the way he's talking here. Dave, what was your buddy's name? Who did it?
It's Jos. It's Hervé Sock, the first singer of the X.
Okay, yeah.
He's on two of the songs on the album.
G.W. Sock.
Yeah.
For those people with the terrible Dutch speaking. He's incredibly creative cat, and he's out right now with King Champion Sounds.
Yeah, you played them, didn't you, on the show?
Right. I think it's AJ's band, but he's done a lot with him.
Yeah, he's so humble, Jos. I'm inspired by him.
Beautiful cat, played with all kinds of people. Yeah. Damien Orano with Survived by Her Husband, Sometimes You Don't Know You're Blessed by Dan Francia, In Honor by The Healers, and Every Time I Try by Spain. That's Josh Hayden, Petra's brother. Do a couple songs with him at the end of the month. Back to you, Howie. Now between you leave the Christian band, and then where do you go from there?
I do a really complicated time-changey band with just a childhood friend, and we got a drum machine that could do any beats whatsoever, you know, in weird time signatures. And we played a few gigs, and we started to play outside. We lived in Liverpool, but we started to play places like Glasgow, and then I think my experiences in Glasgow in 1993 at Nice and Sleazy caused me to move up there a few years later. Yeah. I've been in Glasgow since 97.
And that's where I discover you, right? Because of, how'd you join these guys?
Well, do you know the band Dawson?
Dawson's before that, okay.
Yeah, like Friends of Dogface Hermans and those sort of people. Well, struck up a strong friendship with all of them, but especially Joe, the guitarist, and I moved up to Glasgow, formed a brief band that only played one gig with Joe, but that was me in Glasgow. I moved up the week that Princess Diana died, so there were a lot of flowers everywhere in Glasgow on that week. Yeah, I can date it. Yeah, it's kind of autumn 97. Yeah, but I never looked back, really. You know, I played in a few bands in Glasgow, and then 2012, just started to do it solo.
No. I want to talk about where I first hear you.
Yeah? Again, sorry?
Tatty Toes,
yeah, that was the band that finished in January 2012.
Yeah, but when did you join them?
That was probably, we formed it about 2006.
Okay, because this is where I first hear of you. I can't remember the label, but you guys were part of a sampler. And then they sent me a whole fucking record.
Yeah, Pickled Egg.
Pickled Egg, that's right. Great label. Great label, man. All kind of, and but that's is where I first hear you, is with this band. So how'd you get in with them?
Well, I remember I was in a band before that, that was, you know, people's lives, people were moving away, that was starting to fold, and we all kind of picked each other, like that. The singer's an incredible woman who lives in Glasgow, but she's originally from the Basque Country, great drummer, and we started as a trio, and then we needed another thing, and we didn't get a guitarist, we got a violinist, a guy called Rafe, who, he's a really beautiful man. He's a great violinist, and he's involved in a lot of social projects in Glasgow at the moment. There's a music exchange for people who can't afford musical instruments. He's part of that, and so it's a good bunch of people, and it's the first time I played with people. Not quite the first time, but we were fairly different musically, so that was a kind of creative challenge in a good way, mostly.
Oh, yeah. It gets cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, May 21, 2019, edition of Watt for Pivo Show, special guest, Howie Reeve. Hold tight for hour three. May 21, 2019, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pivo Show.
Mary, Marina,
Sasha Svetlana. Thank you all so kindly for writing all these mails. And though I never ask you to, I do appreciate to hear from you. That you can't get me out of your head. That I look super cute. At the same time, sexy and smart and alive, the hottest man in the world, just like your type.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bach for Pedro show. We started the third hour off with Alina and Elena, Howie Reeve. Yeah, but that ain't Howie singing. That's G.W. Sock from the X. Well, the first X. There's been, the X is as old as the Minutemen. I remember, they might be even a couple months older than us. Yeah, I remember them being kind of contemporaries of our, we thought so. And then, you know.
Yeah, my first gig was 79 with the X.
Okay, so they are a few months ago, older than us. Because, yeah, our first gig ain't until the spring of 1980. I think it's in March, February or March. I can't remember. Actually, the first two gigs didn't have Georgie. You had a guy named Frank Tonchi on drums. Then the last edition's guest, Daniela Di Picciotto with Jericho. Notice you can hear the trumpets at the beginning. And the show before that, Lisa Belladonna with Aragani of the Great Smoky Mountains. So, Howie, you're saying that the Tatty Tales, they only last two, they have a 6-year run?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we finished on a really nice note. We had a big gig, and what I think is our best song got filmed, and it wasn't on the album, and I'm really glad that got documented, yeah.
Good.
And everyone's doing their own thing.
But you know, Howie, you since I've seen you play solo, you don't use a P bass, you use an acoustic guitar bass. I'm not talking about stand-up people. I'm talking about the kind of like giant acoustic guitars. They're not stand-up looking like a big violin.
Yeah,
when did you make the switch, Howie?
Really when I became solo. I bought a fairly basic one to start off with. And then when I turned 50, I'm 53 now, a whole bunch of friends clubbed together to get me a really good one, kind of semi-luthier one from the Czech Republic, a Furk. And I love it for its expressive power. I really, really love that guitar. I can get so much emotion out of it, you know.
Compared to a solid body.
It's my instrument of choice these days. It resonates and it's wooden. It's really, really obviously wooden. And it's warmth and attack. You know, it's got both.
Well, I wouldn't say a Fender P is 100% wooden, but it's got a lot of wood.
Yeah. It's just because it's acoustic, you know, there's a difference.
Yeah, of course. It's got a a body. Actually, you know, this guy did an experiment. He used backs and sides, paper mache. Most of the sound comes off what they call the soundboard, which is the front board. Yeah. He did paper mache and had just as good a sound as some expensive, you know, mahogany, all this stuff. Most 99% is coming off that front piece of wood called the soundboard.
Yeah.
And so you're playing a Czech one now, huh? Okay, so I must have seen you play a different one when we first were playing together. But these guys, you don't have to, you know, if you don't have an amp, it's okay. Although they're not that loud.
I've just played some really small shows in Holland, like four back-to-back. And I quite often go through DI and out through the PA, and that works. That works really nicely. I don't necessarily need an amp, though.
Yeah, right.
And I can play tiny, tiny, beautiful little places.
Sure. You don't have to schlep a big bunch of shit around. And it's for man alone, it's probably really righteous.
You've always
struck me as somebody kind of pacifist. So this Lancers versus Tanks, is this kind of war kind of shit?
No, it's a metaphor. That's a really great guy from a Chicago band playing guitar from Paper Mice, but nobody knows where they actually happened, but you know, in World War One, that Poland allegedly, the Lancers went in against the tanks and didn't stand any chance, but...
World War Two?
Maybe World War Two, yeah, I could be wrong there, but it's a metaphor.
They're trying to use cavalry against armored vehicles.
Yeah, but
I guess a lancer is a guy on a horse with a lance.
Let me tell you what it is. It's just that thing about when you look at how the way, I mean, you know, take our political situations in Britain or America where it seems so insurmountable sometimes, you know, to make things, partly the beginning of that lyric is about homelessness, you know, and it just seems that like, people don't stand a chance, and that's the kind of Lancers versus Tanks metaphor. It's not as hopeless as that, but,
It's desperate.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's disgusting.
It's on a grand scale, the Hydra's fist, Lancers versus tanks.
Tied burgundy hair in a bubble, poking out of a sleeping bag next to Poundland. It could be you. Find location, dig a hole, prepare the sump, add gravel. Attach adapters, install chain valves, channel water away from house.
Woohoo! 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 You take me out, you're mine!
Fever Show, the last music for this edition. This is Howie Reeve doing Lancers vs. Tanks. Then Midwestern Medicine, which is actually from Portland, Maine, doing Sassahoma. And finally, Howie Reeve, July and August. A summer song since Monday's Memorial Day. We're going to start our summer marketing season. Howie, what do you got next planned?
Could you say that again, sorry?
What do you got next planned?
Oh, crikey. Well, I'm at the start of a tour. I played a few in Holland. I'm in Hamburg today posting out records. And then I go back to Holland to record in a studio with Andy Kerr from No Means No. We're doing a couple of songs.
That's then right. Andy, he cannot be named. Because I'm a big No Means No fan. And the Wright brothers have retired from the racket. But he's there in Holland. That's so righteous. He's going to be playing with you.
Oh, he's a fantastic guy. Again, he's another one that's so humble, so talented, so generous. Yeah, so we're writing two songs together.
So you're talking Amsterdam.
He lives in Amsterdam, and where we're recording is about an hour north of Amsterdam. There's a band called De Kift who are really, really beautiful for me, really, really great to me. So I'm recording in their studio. Just two songs.
But you've got an album playing, right?
No. Well, the album's out, Cracks, but no,
not Cracks. I thought you got something down the road you want to play it.
Just an EP or a 7-inch. It's, I'm still kind of, the dust is still settling from Cracks, really. But, it's a pleasure to be playing with Andy. It's just a couple of songs, you know, practicing in his house or, you know, practicing in DeKiff's studio in a couple of days, and then it'll be done, or on the way to being done. Yeah, we're going to do a split. I'm looking to do a split record with a Japanese guitarist called Kumio Karachi, who's one of the singular most best guitarist I've ever seen. Really unique guy. But yeah, what I've got planned, I'm going down to Hungary, Slovakia, Serbia, Macedonia, Kosovo, Bosnia, Slovenia, into Italy, to Sicily. Then I go to Japan. Then there's more. I'm touring till November, Mike. Yeah, so a lot
where
of Europe.
People, Howie, where can people find you on the internet?
If you look up Howie Reeve Bass, all one word, on Facebook, or my name, Howie Reeve, and Bandcamp, I think that's probably the best.
But there's no there's no Howie Reeve website.
No, I've not got around to that.
You know, down the road you should do that, because it'd be like having your own fanzine, Howie.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with putting your flyers on other people's telephone poles, but you need your own fanzine.
Yeah, well,
no rush, just sometime down the road.
Yeah, today mailing, writing addresses on about 60 LPs, that felt like a job. That's what I've been doing today. So, so I'm just touring.
Well, you know what you should do?
Sometime in November.
Even if you don't get a website, get the name. Because HowieReeve.com is probably, or .co.uk or whatever, is probably pretty unique. And don't let somebody steal that from you. I had to pay some motherfucker all kinds of money to get my name. There's a slang word for this, where these motherfuckers, they just buy up web names. We call it squat, you know, like squatters, but these guys are just doing it to get money from you for buying your own fucking name. Anyway, Howie, I love your music. I love the balls you got to go out there, man, alone with your bass and sing your songs.
Thank you.
That's so inspiring. Yeah. And you don't sound like anybody else. You only sound like Howie Reeve.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. I'll take it, humbly.
And what do you think? Well, the difference with these new recording ain't an album. It's going to be an EP. But it's more about collaboration.
Well, there's a lot of collaboration on the last album as
well. Yeah, that's right. More than the one before, for sure.
Yeah, I need people, you know, and the colours they bring, you know, and the things I learn from them are just enormous. And live I play with a lot of people, not in a band, but as collaborators. Like, I've just been playing with a Catalan classical
guitarist. You mean like a sideman?
Not even a sideman, just a collaborator. But sometimes, like, there's a band in Galicia where I give them my songs, they give me their songs, and we'll play live together, and it's never been recorded, but it's just really, really beautiful, you know, and
I think music's about, I found there's three ways. There's to collaborate, there's to take direction, there's give direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's probably healthy to, like, circulate them roles.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Life's a stage, Mr. Shakespeare. Well, maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was Mr. Earl of Oxford, 17th Earl. But, you know, different roles, because you can't learn everything being the boss, even though that's what society, you want to be the boss. You won't end up learning everything I've learned.
No.
So it's good to play a lot of different roles.
And touring as extensively as I do, I mean, it's not just about the music, it's about the people I see and
absolutely.
The places I go. So much.
The journey.
Same for you.
The journey, right?
Yeah, it'll be my first time in the Balkans coming up in a couple of weeks.
I dug it when I was there. I dug it. Good chow, too.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Summertime, though, might be a little sweaty, but that's okay.
Well, I'm in Japan in August. That's sweaty, definitely.
Yeah. Hey, it's better than the dead of winter. Look, it's been a really big honor to have you aboard, Howie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, lots of
love. Safe seas for you with all this touring. Please keep that keel in the water. People, check out this album, Cracks, by Howie Reeve. It's bitchin'. And listen up for the new stuff. It's been the May 21, 2019 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show. People, keep your powder dry.